Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Mildred.
Simon Erluto.
Come here. Cool. I need you to come here and look at this word. And I just want you to say that out loud.
Simon Erluto. What you said, man.
What a long combination of... I don't get it. Okay, Mildred. Wow.
Yeah, Millie S.
Has been living the past year in anguish.
Oh, no. What happened to Mildred?
Fretting over a lost lottery ticket with the winning numbers to a $2.5 million jackpot.
How do you
Mildred, 76. I'm going to tell you.
All right.
Mildred, 76, told Pittsburgh's Action News. She purchased the ticket last May at the Shop and Save in Murraysville. But after she realized she possessed the winning ticket 2 weeks later, she couldn't find the ticket. And that's because she donated the jacket where she placed it with other clothing. I was stupefied.
So she must have always played the same.
There are no words for it, honey.
She always plays the same numbers?
There's no expression.
Oh, my God.
How can I get that ticket back? I don't know how she knows that she has the winning ticket.
That she has to play the same numbers. Is it possible that because the lottery knows where that thing was sold and what time, that they could look at video? That's it. If you don't have the ticket, you got nothing, right?
Yeah, well, I think the lottery people say, find your ticket.
And would be happy to pay you.
We're not interested in pulling video and trying to cross-check with any other old lady that might have been in here.
But you can even see the jacket was wearing.
The jacket's gone. She said the Cash 5 ticket with the winning numbers, 14, 22, 35, 33, 38, expires May 8th.
Oh, no.
And she's still frantically hunting for this.
She's never going to find it. And do they not wash the stuff? I thought they washed stuff before they put it out at
Why do you think that?
Because it's clothing, and I would think they'd wash it. But, I mean, maybe I'm just crazy.
You're just crazy.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe
I'm wrong, but I feel like Goodwill is all wash it.
I feel like they wash it. Because otherwise it has BO all over it.
Nobody donates BO stuff.
Yes, they do.
Just put it on a hanger and put a $5 price tag on it and call it good. And if it stinks, we'll call it $4.
How unfortunate that a jacket she was wearing the week before, she's like, well, I'm done with this. I'm going to go ahead and...
I have an answer for you.
Okay.
Goodwill, like most thrift shops, generally do not wash donated clothes before putting them on the sales floor.
So that means that
One point for me!
Okay, give him that's on me, right?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Give him. You're the giver.
Sorry, well, he's going to do the game, so
all right.
You're right, though. I do keep the score.
Yes.
So they would need to know who they sold the stupid coat to.
Doesn't matter.
Somebody snapped it right up, I guess, huh?
Authorities with the Pennsylvania Lottery told her she must possess the lottery ticket to claim the jackpot. And the ticket could be anywhere in the world.
They do need to get the word out because honestly, the person who owns that ticket now owns her jacket, and that person should be alerted that
let
they
me ask you a question.
Might have a what?
I buy that jacket at the Goodwill.
Yep.
I put it on. Mm-hmm. I put my hand in the pocket and pull out a lottery ticket, and I go, "Oh, I'm gonna go turn this in and see what happens." Is it wrong that I turned in the lottery ticket in the jacket I just bought? Or is it important for me, especially if I see this story?
You bought it at the Goodwill. It's yours. It's like buying a $12 masterpiece Renoir.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. I'm sorry. You don't have to go tracking that person down. If you found it and you got that ticket, maybe, although they're not saying that anybody's claimed it, correct?
No, they haven't said that. But what I'm saying is it just feels like if you're someone who is lucky enough to find this ticket now, are you supposed to give it back to her or are you the winner of the $2.5 million jackpot?
I mean, I feel like you're the winner.
All right.
But I feel bad for the lady.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I could see a young person going, listen, this is my ticket.
Yeah. How old did you say she is? Like 70?
She's 76.
Well, her name's Mildred.
Yeah.
Stands to reason, right?
I don't know. I mean, there's these Millie. Things go around.
Millie.
I like the name Mildred.
Do you?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
I go Matilda over Mildred.
All right. Well, I mean.
Mildred. Yeah. Mildred just sounds like your crotchety great aunt.
I mean, I didn't do it and it wasn't on my list of baby names and I had long lists of baby names, but certainly, you know, I would consider Mildred.
Millie's cute.
Millie is very cute. Yeah. I mean, anyway.
Old fashioned, very old fashioned. You're right. It's fine.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3.
A fake trucking company stole 80,000 pounds of meat.
A fake trucking company. Why wouldn't they just deliver the meat? I don't understand. What are you going to do with 80,000 pounds of meat?
And I'll tell you, I've not even really watched the show. The bear is the only time I've ever seen someone buy some meat out of a parking lot, out of the back of some dude's truck.
Yeah.
So there
it does
is,
seem fishy.
It's a black, there's a black market for this for sure.
Like, I guess if you knew, if you had enough contacts at enough restaurants, you could be like, I'm going to offload this. I got 80,000 pounds of it. People are like, I got a big freezer. Give me 20 grand worth.
A fake trucking company stole 80,000 pounds of beef from a Tennessee meatpacking plant last week.
So they just say, backed their truck in and said, yep, we're picking it up.
If that sounds like a lot, they say, that is a lot. The authorities say it's worth $350,000.
Oh, my God. Well, is
of
it
meat.
80,000 pounds, 40 tons?
What?
Well, 2 tons is a 2,000 pounds is a ton. So 80,000 pounds is 40 tons. What? Like, they don't even make bridges you can go across. I don't know. It feels like very heavy.
Don't cross that bridge with our truckload of stolen meat.
I mean, what's the weight limit on the bridge?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The meat was supposed to go out to customers, but the shipping coordinator subcontracted it out to a company called List Trucking Sales, which was not a legit business. Oh. It was made up to steal the meat. No one checked out the drivers who picked it up. It's unclear what the thieves planned to do with all this meat.
Eat it.
I'm pretty sure you steal stuff to sell it, but maybe
sell it.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably have some deer bologna from 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my freezer.
I don't know how many guys.
Will you eat it or is that?
No. If it's been frozen, it's yeah. And plus it's bologna. It doesn't.
How many years can deer bologna be frozen before it's no, that's not good anymore.
I've eaten, I know probably at least 3 or 4 year old meat from my, cause my parents have like the big giant, two of them freezers where they've just, you know, kept meat for years. And
so
stuff.
When you visit, they're like,
go
pull
take some.
Out a...
Yeah, some... take, get yourself a round of sausage, treat yourself a round of sausage.
And then how do you keep it frozen, get it home? How do you get home
oh, no,
that?
That's... I would think because you're visiting, you pull out extra meat just
oh, and
for
just
your
to
visit.
Feed
for when I'm there,
the
but I do bring
visitors.
Some home. I always bring it. I always bring meat home, you know, from there and from Lebanon County and Lebanon bologna from Pennsylvania. I like that. So I freeze that and bring that too.
Is that also deer bologna?
No. It's just a type of bologna that's found in Pennsylvania and like you don't see it out here. So.
And what do you, how do you eat the Lebanon bologna?
On like, bread with a little mustard.
Mustard. Okay. Yeah.
Like what kind of bread?
If I'm home, it's going to be probably the cheapest white bread that my parents could find.
Like Wonder Bread?
Oh, yeah. No cheaper than that. Oh. Or the store brand is.
Hey. But if you're here.
They're frugal people. If they're here, I would eat it on a nice piece of sourdough.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
My mom mustard. Used to. My brother, there was a point when I was a little boy, my mom would make these like incredible meals.
She's a cook.
Great cook. Like, it's if I were sitting somewhere and someone said, this is from the best chef in the entire world. It's Wagyu beef. This meal would cost you $500 just
top
for
notch.
This steak. That's the best thing
a
in
Michelin
the world.
A Michelin star.
Or Sandy's macaroni and sauce.
I don't know.
I'm going with Sandy's macaroni and sauce 10 out of 10 times. I'm not into meat. But my brother would have... He just didn't want to eat anything she made ever. And he would get 3 pieces of bologna and a mustard on the plate. And that kid was in heaven.
Yeah. And that's what she'd serve him for dinner because it was all he wanted.
We're talking about a handful of his years, like formative years. She would just do that because that's all he wanted.
Mm.
And he'd roll it up and dip into the mustard.
I was kind of like him.
I can't believe 3 pieces was enough.
What do you want me to tell you?
My dad had a rule, you have to take a spoon of everything, and if you don't take a spoon, I'll give you one. And you didn't want his spoonful.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because it was a big heaping?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it a
I thought he was
going to
hit you with a spoon.
A little bit of both. A little bit of here, yeah.
Anyway, no word on the thieves yet. They haven't turned up. And while there is a black market for everything, that's a lot of meat.
It is a lot of meat. Yeah. And meat spoils quickly.
Well, maybe
there's a refrigerator
maybe
truck.
Freeze it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's a lot. That's, you know, 40 tons of meat.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.